It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When the sweat hogs were cut in class, Mr. Carter longed for the Horshack laugh. Who did he turn to?
Yo, police!
Astute Speak Out listeners also know that when the disco world looked for a John Travolta body double, there was only one choice.
Yo, police!
No. This world-renowned, white-suited John Travolta look-alike has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul Lavoie.
All right, it is Wednesday, February 21st, 2024. Welcome to the Real Estate Power Hour. Wow, where did he go? Where is Chadwick?
Chad's not here.
Chad's in the building.
He is in the building.
He is in the mothership.
I saw the vehicle outside.
He's in what I call affectionately the bowels of the mothership. So there you go. All right, so Chad will be here shortly, hopefully. I'm not sure if the radio is on in the bowels of the mothership.
They may not know.
Right. All right, so welcome to the show, everybody. And before we get started, Bobby, I need to do a shout-out for Brother Jim Russell. Do you know who Brother Jim is?
I'm missing it right now. But
DSM Events?
Oh, yeah.
Brother Jim is our co-host, my co-host, on Monday.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And he gave... There he is, finally. Anyway, I'm not talking to him right now. So I even made him coffee.
And
you know what that means? He's the late Chad Hansen. Anyway, Chad is here, but I'm going to do a shout out for Jim about the Havasu Art Trail. It's the third year they've done it, and they changed everything during COVID, and it's actually pretty cool. It's like a garage sale map. You go online to HavasuArtTrail.com, and you get this map, and you go all around. There's 25 or more locations around Lake Havasu City, and there's over 60 artists displaying their wares and selling them for the Art Guild.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it is pretty awesome. So Saturday, February 24th, this Saturday, 8 to 5, and Sunday from 10 to 4, the maps are available now, HavasuArtTrail.com, and it's all free to the public. And let's do a redo on this. Is it called Redux or Redo, right? Welcome to the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
Nice. I felt so vulnerable without you here.
Sorry,
And your coffee's ready, too.
Paulie.
I ground it fresh for you.
You are a saint.
Like, I don't know, 20 minutes ago.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I just didn't know when you were getting out of the bowels of the mothership. So there you go.
Yeah, sorry. I had a meeting with the big guy today.
Oh, I understand.
Steve wanted to see me. It was like going to the principal's office.
I rarely say the big kahuna's name on the air, right?
Mr. Steve.
Right. You know, I bet when he makes hamburgers, we could call it the big kahuna burger.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah. So. I don't know. You'd have to check with the chair and make sure that there's not a conflict of interest.
Oh, they do have that, don't they?
I don't know.
I was thinking of Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking of the scene in Pulp Fiction.
I don't dig
right?
swine, man.
What? Say what one more time. That's right. All right. Anyway, Bobby, we got a group text from you this morning. What's with the name tag, by the way?
Oh, you know, we're getting serious these days.
He's got a clean shirt on, too, for the people that can't see out there.
So it's February in the desert.
Is that so Don doesn't have to put up a lower third that has your name on it? So now we know who Bobby Lewis is from Remax by the Lake, and also Chad Hansen founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. I'll get some, I'll get a really nasty Graham email because I didn't introduce you guys in the first 2 seconds.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Well, we were a little bit off because the leader wasn't in here.
The leader? Come on.
It's from the wannabe producer out there.
Yeah.
Anyway, Bobby, what was that group text about? You said something about median price of homes. You want to get into the numbers? Cause Chad's like salivating over here.
Yeah, we can get, I mean, that's kind of like the headline we'll get in for. Right off the bat with prices. It's interesting. We have a very odd dynamic with prices going on. And I won't say it's odd, but with so many high-priced homes selling, the average sales price versus the median sales price are two different worlds. And if you know what median is, the median house price is the middle number. So everything below half of the homes that sell in town in a month, if you're looking at the median, is below the median and half is above. But then the average is you just take them all and divide them out. And because we have these super high-end homes selling, the average is makes you think the market's raging up, basically. But when you look at the median, and I pulled last month, you can play with statistics. Last month I talked about my first book in college with How to Lie with Statistics. I mean, that was the first book in psychology 101 of all classes. But our median number in January in Lake Havasu was 429,000. That's your middle number. So half the homes that sold under that, and half the homes that sold over that.
That's lower than it's been in a while, isn't
well,
it?
The median's been dropping. The average in January is $578,000.
Whoa, that's a $150,000 difference.
But we'll get into the numbers. There were only 77 sales in January. Only 77.
Okay.
And we'll talk about the $1 million number later, but it's a big percentage, so it's going to skew the average. But, and actually that's the highest average I've seen is in January for the average. But the median in May of 2022, last month it looked like we didn't go down that much year over year, and Chad called me out on it. But if you go back to May of 2022, that was about our high water mark. We were 522,000 on the median. We're at 429. So that's a 17.8% drop from May of 2022. Not year over year, because we fluctuate throughout the year. So that makes it look like a buyer's market. The average in May of 2022 was 570, and in January it was 578. But it's skewed with these high-end sales. And median, you got to remember, half the sales in town last month sold under 429,000. We hear about these 2 million, 3 million, all these big numbers. But half the homes in town sold under 429. There were several under 300,000.
So in summation, if you take that 4.5 or that 4 million or 2 million or whatever, that really skews the median, right?
Or it skews the median too, but not as much so, because it really skews the average, because if most of the houses in town sell for say 429,000 or somewhere in that range, if you wouldn't say most, but a big chunk of them selling there. But you have a few sales that are 3 or 2 million, these kind of numbers. That's like selling 10 houses in one, almost.
Right, right.
So it skews the average. You almost want to throw out the over a million. But the median's a good number to really look at for the typical average buyer. We're down 17.8% from May of 2022 on the median, the middle range. And it makes sense to me because I know we're seeing the lower end houses dropping and have dropped in value.
Wow. So you said 77 sales in January, yes?
Yeah, for sure.
So 77. You know I'm going to ask, what's the cash number?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to pull that up for you. I got on my phone here, so I'm going to pull it up.
I need the cash number.
It's up there, and there's several that are unknown. I'll have it after the break,
okay.
For sure.
All right.
We'll keep that going. Now, on the sales prices, too, you can look at sales price per square foot, kind of moderates a little bit. And that's been running, it was 334 in November, 332 in December, and 331 in January. So we're trending down a little bit. But that gets skewed a little bit, too, because when you have a high-end, we had one on Eagle sell that I think was $2.8 million, and price per square foot was 800 and something a square foot. So that skews when you have a few of those and you're not selling that many homes every month.
There's another one that's going to get ready to sell or go on the reports, and I'm not sure if it's on there yet or not, but the price per square foot of that house was incredible.
Yeah.
It was a two-bedroom, two-bath, and I want to say it sold for something like $900,000. But I don't know if it's hit the reports yet. It may hit this month or it hit earlier this month.
I'll look during the break, too, if I see it, too, to see which one it is. It is an interesting dynamic. The one on Eagle, for instance, we sold a beautiful house in the end of December on Eagle for $885,000. I mean, gorgeous, high-end. It was actually the one that movie star's wife owned. I can't think of what it was.
There's movie stars here?
No, but there was. But $885,000, five doors, six doors down, one just sold for $2.8. And they're different houses, but they're both high-end in our market. But obviously somebody paid a lot for the 2.8.
Eagles in the estates, right?
Yeah, residential estates area,
yeah.
So.
There's some nice properties in
there. No, that's beautiful. And that was the highest end area of town for years and years and years. You know, no power lines above, and yet golf course area.
Yeah,
I got you. Chad, what's happening right now in your business? New products?
Absolute chaos. You know, anybody who listens to the show on a regular basis knows that I talk about the pendulum quite a bit, and the pendulum with how rates have fluctuated over the last couple of years. And I've said it many, many times, so I don't want to kick a dead horse, but I've never seen it go the way that it did. And I'll give you a very good example. 2 weeks ago, we were locking loans back in the sixes. And we thought, last time we did the show, we were talking about, hey, we kind of feel things are turning a corner a little bit. And things kind of start looking like we might start seeing some improvements. Well, last week when we were in the sixes and that kind of stuck from the last show up until last week. Now interest rates, even on conventional loans, with the most perfect scenario, if you're doing you have a 780 FICO and you're putting 25% down, we're back in the sevens again. So we saw interest rates fluctuate from those sixes. They weren't low sixes, but we were seeing them in the mid to high sixes. Now we're back in the seven in the mid to high sevens. So to have an interest rate swing on long-term debt so rapidly within a week, it's just it's uncharted territory prior to COVID. So when COVID happened and we had what I call the COVID rates, which we'll probably never see again, the fluctuation of an interest rate a quarter of a percent or 0.375% in a week was kind of a big deal. Now it's not uncommon to see that rate swing a point, and it's you sit back and you just throw your hands in the air. You know, so anybody who listens to the radio show knows that, you know, I advertise quite a bit, and you know, the interest rate battle is still continuing. It's still a problem. Yeah. So to answer your question in very short logical terms, it's chaos. It's been very interesting to watch what's going on. So, you know, the refinance market is all, but it's really dried up. There's just not a lot of refinance business out there, but we continue to talk about the HELOC and what credit card debt was. In the last show, we talked about credit card debt's now, you know, $1.1 trillion in the United States, but all of us, including myself, you know, because I have a mortgage, we have extremely low interest rates on our mortgages, but we have debt, so what are we going to do with the debt? The HELOC is. I think that we're coming into a time where people are going to really realize, hey, I have this debt. We need to do an analysis of it, and what can we do? So to answer your question that you asked a couple minutes ago, yes, we do have a new product. We actually just brought on a new lender by the name of the Loan Store, and we're doing HELOCs with them. And they have got. It's very difficult for me to advertise like, quote unquote, the best rates, but they are the best rates we've seen on HELOCs. For a good scenario, we are seeing prime plus 0.8, which that's credit union rates. Mm-hmm. Or if you're lucky enough to have a credit union that's subsidizing, you can see prime minus something, but those are pretty rare. Someone was telling me the other day that USAA or somebody was doing prime minus a quarter for the first year, which is, you know, prime is at 8.5 right now. Mm-hmm. So 8.25 on a HELOC, and I do spend a lot of time on social media, not for the fact that, well, one, it entertains me. I like to see everybody yelling and screaming at one another. It's pretty fun. But I look to see, I belong to groups like, we have a group called Brokers Are Better, and it's all, to get into the group, you have to have a license, and it's only brokers in there, and we bounce a lot of ideas off one another. But one thing that really interests me is on the social media, you see the, we call it the dancing bear. It used to be the dancing bear for free, for LendingTree. They would have the dancing bear, right? So folks are, or, you know, someone will post, and it's LendingTree again, I believe, is posting, you know, HELOC rates at 7.47. And then you see, then I watch all of the responses from the people. And I actually, I don't, you know, I don't usually comment on them all too much, but the folks were talking about, oh, that's crazy, that's ludicrous, that's out of control with this interest rate. And I kind of chuckled, and I said to myself, Chad, what should you do here? So I had to make a post in there to which I said, wow, there's really a lot of uneducated people making comments about interest rates right now. You know, and these, this is social media, and it's not just local stuff. These are folks from all over that are making these comments. But when you see those advertisements are just to invoke behavior. So you get people to click on it, you know, and it's basically clickbait. It does interest rates prime minus one, prime minus one and a quarter. We just, you don't see them very often unless it's a credit union that's subsidizing it, which of course they're lending their own people's money, because as I've talked about many times on this show, nobody's lending their own money, but credit unions do. They lend their depositors money. But so does Wells Fargo, so does B of A, so does you know, any institutional investor. They're lending their depositors money. So if they're willing to take a loss on that and subsidize it, once in a while they'll run a special, but typically it's only going to be for a year or whatever. But to land this plane is that interest rate, the prime interest rate right now is 8.5%. So if you can get a home equity line of credit at prime plus 0.8, you're doing pretty good. That's actually a pretty good loan. And we do get pushback from folks going, wow, that's kind of high. Well, no, not really. I mean, a conventional mortgage right now is at, you know, 7.5, 7 5/8. Mm-hmm. And that's if you're not doing any debt consolidation. That's like on a purchase with 25% down and you got an 800 credit score.
Right,
so,
right.
The biggest trend has been government lending. Even folks that are putting 20% down, they go, well, I don't want to pay mortgage insurance. But the interest rates on the government side are trending almost a point lower than what they are on the conventional side. So we're seeing maybe 5/8 of a point. So if you balance it out, it's like, okay, yeah, you have mortgage insurance, but that's not forever, you know. Yeah. And what we've said is, what was it? Marry the house and date the rate, right?
Right.
Let's get into the house, and then you can refinance it at a later date. And the great thing about Arizona is that refinance transactions are very inexpensive. It's not like California. California, you're going to spend $6,000-$7,000 to refinance a house. Here, it's a couple grand.
Yeah.
And in the grand scheme of things, when you have $400,000 in debt, $2,000 is it's a drop in the bucket.
So. All right. Did you land the plane?
I don't know. You never know.
Do you guys remember a gentleman named Manuel Noriega?
Oh, shoes. I think the wife had a lot of shoes.
Never heard of her.
No, that was Imelda. that was Marcos.
Oh, thank you.
You're talking about Imelda Marcos in the Philippines. No, Manuel Noriega.
Wasn't he an actor?
He was a general who was also a dictator of Panama. Well, when the U.S. Armed Forces removed him from power, right, they did. It was called Operation Just Cause. Well, the Army, Navy, all the service, they basically set up a concert stage around his compound and just blasted music, you know, super loud, all day, all night, because he hated rock and roll. He was like a classical fan.
Oh.
Okay? Or just the native music of his country. Anyway, that's how they got him out. He was like, okay, I surrender.
But they had a stage? I'm guessing it was around 1984 and Van Halen played.
No, this was 1990. He was deposed from power.
Never mind.
It's going downhill.
But I have a playlist that broke Manuel Noriega that's queued up right now.
Oh.
This is one of the songs.
Oh, really?
That they played day and night, AC/DC, Judas Priest, a bunch of different stuff. Even Paul Simon's 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. So, all right, we'll come back after the break. I've got some Havasu Regional Orchestra tickets to give away. We're going to do that in a subsequent break. But right now you're listening to the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
And listener Jack is listening as he mends, by the way. You guys remember Jack, right?
Jack.
Yeah. One of our most loyal listeners.
No.
He just had double bypass surgery.
Oh, gosh. I hope you're doing well, Jack.
So he's on the mend. And he says hi to everybody, and he's listening, as always, to the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
Heal up.
Back with more in a moment with Chad Hansen and Bobby Lewis. All right, welcome back to Speak Out, a little Boston from the playlist that broke Manuel Noriega. You got to love that angle, right? I'm just saying. Man, can you imagine trying to get some sleep in the middle of the night and this is blasting at you at 120 dB?
No, they used to do that as a torture, didn't they, for like war prisoners and stuff? They'd blast like heavy metal music.
Until Al Gore said it's not right.
Oh.
But I don't know. Anyway, or was that waterboarding?
I
have no idea. Speak Out, brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage.
Oh, love those guys.
Yeah. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford by Patio Paradise. Just meets all the cuts all the time. A locally owned and operated butcher shop in Lake Havasu City. By Salmon's Air Conditioning, serving the tri-state area for over 53 years. Ask about Salmon's superior maintenance plan. And our newest sponsor, Blonzy's Steakhouse, 4501 London Bridge Road in Desert Hills. Steaks are just the beginning. They also feature, this might be a Julie Lewis sandwich right here, the Prius, an all-veggie sandwich.
I don't think she'd love their bacon.
All right. Well, we know Julie is not a vegan, so there you go.
It's what's for dinner.
Right. Welcome back. What, bacon?
Yeah, quite literally. That's what I had for dinner last night, 3 pieces of bacon.
Oh, what, are you paleo right now, or?
Why, do I look flush?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh,
nice. Nice.
No, I just, I got home really late, and I just, I had 5 pieces of bacon.
Don left you some scraps, huh?
No, I cooked it.
Oh, I see.
But I didn't have dinner until 9 o'clock. I didn't get home until after 8, so.
Yeah. You need the bacon cooker that I use, but I digress. Welcome back to the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
And Bobby's got more numbers.
Yeah, let's go into, Chad wanted to know about cash.
Ah, tell me the cash.
So, you know, anyone out there that's looking for a loan, you know, support your local lender like Mojave Mortgage.
Yeah, please.
These numbers are crazy. There were 77 closings in January we talked about earlier. 29 for sure were cash, at least, but it gets better or worse, depending on how you look at it. There were 15 additional that did not report. So, and typically the ones that don't report, I would say, lean more likely to be cash or some kind of untraditional type of situation. But even if you took half of them,
seven
and that would put you at 30. That's
30. So what was the number? 29?
29, and there were 15 unreported.
Okay, so 29 plus 7. So we're 36 divided by 77. That gives us 46. We're right back at the 46 mark.
Yeah.
So we keep pushing that 45 plus percent cash.
Yeah.
Which is remarkable.
It's remarkable. We
just don't see that. And I think that we've talked about this a lot. There's a direct correlation between that cash market and the interest rates, what's going on with the interest rates.
For sure. So. I mean, and you go, like, you can look at this. Of the 77, 7 homes sold over $1 million. So I didn't break
10%.
It down. That's 10%. Higher end. And what we're seeing in the – and 7, let's regroup there. 7 sold last year, 2023 as well. And 6 sold in 2022. So the number of million-dollar homes isn't changing much. But in 2022, 142 homes sold in January, 77 this last month. So the people with money, it's not affecting.
Well, tell me about the inventory numbers, if you brought those.
Yeah, I did. And they're starting to get interesting because I typically see that the numbers should be dropping this time of year because this isn't typically our busiest time of year. And this is my opinion, but I've shared it with people for years doing this. You know, you sell in February or March in Lake Havasu if you want to get top dollar, and you buy, say, in August, or and just because of competition and reasons like that. But in All right, so normally we're incredibly busy in February, but our existing single families last month were about 319. As of this morning, we're up to 347.
For the year?
No, that's for sale right now.
Okay, sorry, I didn't
clarify that, but we're up to 347 for sale right now, and it was, and so it increased pretty dramatically from last month, 319. And not that many months ago, I'd say 5 or 6 months ago, we were 250 for sale. And
so inventory is slowly creeping up, right?
But it's a weird dynamic because that leads you into days on the market, and days on the market have been going down late as of late. Or last year, our days on the market in January were, the average was 63. And in January this year, 46. But that might have to do with the interest rates dropped at the beginning of the month, because that's when I was talking about we put a whole bunch of listings on our team in escrow. And then the last few weeks when interest rates went back up, it slowed down again.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I think that there's a massive correlation as to what's happening and the ebbs and flows and the peaks and valleys of the market as to what's going on with the interest rates. Oh, maybe we got Willie
well,
in let, there.
Yeah, let's take a break first. And I want to give away some tickets to the Havasu Regional Orchestra show. It's called LHRO Big Band and Ensembles with lead singers Jerry and Cindy Aldridge. And that's this Sunday. What's that?
And then we got a special plug from Willie Gonzalez for the Realtors.
I didn't want to go into that yet. It's called a tease.
No, well, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I try
to play producer live, and I just,
did I blow
yeah,
it?
I can't, yeah.
I'm going to do my Heisman stance right now because I just won.
Well, he does it wrong, right?
It's something like that.
Well, the ball, and it's like hey, that. Show me, Don. It's like that, all right?
I don't watch basketball. I don't know what the Heisman Trophy looks like.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. I don't even know where to go with that, Bobby.
Whoa,
I really don't. O.J. Simpson was a basketball player, right? He won
right.
the Heisman.
Didn't he play one on TV?
So did Archie Griffin twice. All right, back with... Oh, man, I don't even know where to go with this. So give me a call if you want 2, 3, or 4 tickets to LHRO Big Band. It's the Havasu Regional Orchestra, 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. Back with more on the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
In just a moment, man. We'll be right back.
Romeo and Juliet are together in eternity.
Romeo and Juliet.
40,000 men and women every day.
Romeo and Juliet.
40,000 men and women every day.
Reading my mind.
Every 40,000 coming every day.
It'd be like they are.
Come on, baby, don't
be. Feel my heat, take it to heart.
Oh, that's funny. Willie just pointed out that Chad's Heisman stance is more like the Hulkster. That's hilarious.
Oh,
let me get
God.
To the sponsors and we'll introduce your guest, Chad. Speak Out brought to, or is it Bobby's guest? Speak Out brought to you in part by The Chair, Havasu Style Dining and Live Entertainment in a flip-flop atmosphere. A fantastic view of London Bridge. Stroll on over to The Chair. Also, Springburg Wealth Management. Mojave Community College. You got to bring up the Kiss, right? Also, SunPower by Esme Electric, SamsGuns.com, and by Dorita's Place, providing Havasu with all natural dog and cat food along with pet toys since 2006. And as always, we tell you to buy local or it's bye-bye local. That's how I look at it. So welcome back to the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
Who's the new guy?
Willie Gonzalez
in chair number two.
Willie G.
Willie, how you? Well, you're going to tell us about a golf tournament.
I am. I'm here with the Realtor Olympics. We have our annual golf tournament April 6th. That's a Saturday at Lake Havasu Golf Club. I have all the information as far as flyers for people that want to enter the golf tournament. I have donation flyers. Anybody that wants to give a basket, gift cards, sponsor a hole. Be a premier sponsor, title sponsor,
nice.
Like Chad over here.
Oh, let's not get crazy.
Anyway, so yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, I have a nice team working on this. You can reach me at 928-846-6046. I am at Remax by the Lake, and I can be reached there at any time.
Let me stop you there, Willie.
Go ahead.
You know what would be cool if you guys were one of the charities on Facebook? Because my birthday is 3 days before that.
Okay.
And it's like the big 6-0, and I always do a charitable fundraiser on my birthday on Facebook. You know, for a nonprofit in the area.
Right.
But it would be cool if I could do it for Realtor Olympics.
Absolutely.
Willie, tell us, give people a rundown or a background of what the Realtor Olympics is all about and what it's for.
Wow, way to put me on the spot. So the Realtor Olympics is...
That's what I do.
It's a group of events from bowling to bingo to we have a shooting tournament. The golf tournament is one of the bigger events that draws a little more people, but it all benefits the local charities here in Lake Havasu. 100% of the money goes to those local charities. So it's a great event. It's it's something that being the real estate community and having the amount of people we have involved, these things should just flourish. And that's what I'm trying to do. We're trying to get it, this golf tournament, you know, multiple teams, multiple sponsors, and make some money for the local charities.
You know what's great about the Realtor Olympics is we've been involved with that for the last couple of years, and we've done events with the Realtor Olympics. And even though we're all in competition with one another, when there's an event for realtors, they all show up, and everybody gets along, and everybody truly wishes that everybody else does well, which is quite odd. In most businesses, you know, everybody's competing in it, and it becomes everybody's butting heads. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, the realtors in this town, you will never find a group of people that work harder for you than a real estate professional. That's why we always say, if you're going to list your house, you should really speak with a real estate professional so they can give you an idea of what your house is worth, what it's going to take to market it, et cetera, et cetera. But you know, I talk to real estate agents, and I'm going to use Rochelle Patterson as an example again. And you know, I have a deep-seated relationship. Wait, not like that.
No, careful.
I was wondering where you were going, man.
No,
I mean, are you going to land this plane?
Yeah, yeah, I will. But you know, I mean, there's times I'll call her on a Sunday at 7:00 p.m. and you know, hey, I got a question for you. She goes, oh, I'm out showing property right now. I go, it's Sunday at 7:00.
Right.
Yeah, well, she, you know, she's a hustler. She works. And I just use her as an example because, you know, she's a friend of the show, and she's been in here before. But so you'll never find anybody that's going to work as hard for you. I mean, other than Mojave Mortgage, of course. I mean, we work till the ends of the earth to get the loan done. But the real estate professionals, they're a hardworking bunch. And this is something that they put together to help local charities that we've been involved with for the last couple of years. So.
Have you guys been doing this for a while?
This is the 35th annual,
yeah, years
I think.
And years.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Is it 35th?
Mm. 35 years of Realtor Olympics?
The other thing about when you say realtors work harder for you, they also work harder together. Because, you know, 9 times out of 10, there's 2 agents on a transaction, and they have to work together. So, of course, we get along. It's a tight-knit group. A lot of them are real busy. But, you know, I think it's something that everybody should take time to spend a little bit time, energy, effort, maybe money, and just donate.
I know exactly what he's saying. It's like this business right here, radio or television. The bad apples just seem to go away.
Right.
Because no one can work with them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But
so that's just how it works.
The golf tournament is open to the public. Anybody
Absolutely.
Can play. Yeah. So put a foursome together and come out and support your local community.
There you
it's
go.
It's a blast.
Very cool. Bobby, you have more numbers?
Numbers. Like, we could go into, why don't we go to...
Condos. Yeah,
so,
there we go.
Hey, that's my favorite.
So there were 77 single-family homes that sold in January. 9 additional were condos and townhomes. And it's a little bit down from last year. It was 12 in 2023 and 15 in 2022. But we had 9 on top of the 77. There were also 5 manufactured homes.
That's down, though, right? Because there was 12 the month before, if I remember.
Yeah, and on the condos, for sure. And Those are the affordable entry points to get in, but they're big percentages compared to 77 when we're down in those low numbers. And what I used to say for years until the last, you know, 18 months or so, we were always like 100 to 200 home a month market where we sold that many homes. Like 150 was average. I mean, we did 77 in January, but prices haven't. No, I mean, if you're waiting for prices to collapse, we're down. The median's down 17.8% since May of 2020. It's really prime opportunity to jump in because we are seeing that low of sales right now, similar to like 08, 09 levels, mm-hmm. and we're not crashing. And just by what Chad was talking about rates earlier with the when rates went down at the beginning of the month, I mean, just I know our team, and I saw it in the market. People were showing houses. We were pending things. As soon as rates went up just a little bit, I mean, a little bit more, it slowed down again. So if it comes down even a little bit, we're going to rock and roll.
But the thing is also I asked about what I, you know, there's a direct correlation between the inventory and what prices are going to do. As inventory goes up, prices will start to come down. But the dual-edged sword there is that if interest rates follow that and interest rates come down, then that's going to push the prices back up.
For sure.
So it's going to be, I think 2024 is going to be an interesting year.
We talked a lot about inventory last month.
Yeah.
And how much different it is from the inventory in 2008, for example.
Oh, yeah.
Did we talk about inventory this hour yet?
Well, and just that there's 347 on the market as of this morning, which is up. I mean, my crystal ball that usually breaks when doesn't work, but if rates come down at the end of the year, we're going to be busy. I mean, and prices are going to go up.
You're going to be busy.
If rates don't come down, you know, we may see prices come back a little bit more, but I don't expect much. We've already, as soon as we see that little bit of break in rates, every single time over the last 6 months, because it's been so volatile, it gets busy instantly.
Yeah.
So,
Chad, you read, what's that newsletter you read? What's it saying right now about rates? And you were saying second and third quarter recovery.
You know, I follow a gentleman by the name of Barry Habib, who has predicted the markets for many, many years. But, you know, he continuously says, gives us dates that things are supposed to come down, and unfortunately for Mr. Habib, I don't know the man personally, but he's been wrong. So I keep saying, hey, this is what the indicators of, you know, the people that I follow say is going to happen, but it's not happening. So
does the fact that we're in what I call the silly season, it's election season, does that have anything to do with it?
Historically, interest rates will on long-term debt will go down in a election year.
Really?
But
this election is
going to be an absolute circus to watch. I mean, there's no secret about that. So we live in the world of the what's that show, the Upside Down or whatever. Things are crazy. Things are just, as far as interest rates go, or values and such are doing probably what we've been kind of talking mm-hmm. about over the last couple of years. We're probably going to see a little bit of a correction. A lot of people have said, well, I'm going to wait for the crash. I still don't think that's going to happen. I think with a 17% correction in your median home value, you know, maybe we see another 3-4%, but it's not going to be crazy.
No,
we're not going to have an 08-09. It's just, I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, there's a housing shortage.
Yeah, but builders aren't building. You know, people are kind of sitting on the sidelines. You're talking about the big builders, you know, the D.R. Hortons and the what's the other one? K&B or whatever. B&K or BK. I think they went BK. I don't know.
Yellow
sign.
That's not funny.
Watch, I'm going to get sued.
Yeah, that's not funny.
I shouldn't say that. But I think that we've seen the correction. We may see a couple more percentage points. Uh-huh. So the folks that are really sitting on the fence, once the interest rates come back down to a reasonable level, and reasonable is, you know, 6%. If we can get interest rates in that 6% range, prices of the homes are going to come back, or prices of the homes are going to go back up, because now you're going to have a seller's market.
There's so much pent-up demand right now.
There's pent-up demand.
People have been waiting.
I want to bring Willie back in a minute to recap the Realtor Olympics and the golf tournament that's coming up. But tell me about Bullhead and Kingman right now. What's going on? Are those markets about the same as Havasu? Different? And how is everything different?
Great question.
Because you're shaking your head. Yeah. I take it that means they're different.
Well, Bullhead and Kingman are different animals than Havasu. So, and in the Kingman, we're also putting the Golden, you know, we'll put the Golden Valley in there as well. So Bullhead and Kingman didn't see the increases in value that we saw in Havasu. Havasu is, you know, the Emerald City of Mojave County, if you will. And it's the destination because we have the lake. Everybody wants the recreation. So folks that took equity, sold their homes, they moved to areas like Bullhead and Kingman, which in turn did increase values in Bullhead and Kingman, but not to the likes of what you saw Havasu happening.
Well, because their supply is down too, especially
of
in the rental market.
Everywhere. But right. Their middle market is, you know, you can hardly find a home in Havasu for what their middle market is. So
I see.
It's, you know, if for first-time home buyers, we see a lot of first-time home buyers in Bullhead and Kingman, where in Havasu you don't see as many, but, you know, people have come to the realization that Havasu is going to be more expensive. It's not because it's better or what have you. That's just the way that it is. The destination for Havasu is much different than it is for Kingman and Bullhead. But if you took the median home price at $429 in Kingman, I mean, you're living in a pretty nice spread.
Yeah. Sure.
Or even Bullhead, you're living in a pretty nice place. And you get into the $500,000 range, I mean, you're living like a king.
So, Bobby, is that to say that there aren't really any good deals left in Havasu, or are there?
No, I actually, I'm seeing more and more, especially in the low end,
but they're going so fast.
Yeah, and there's cash.
So once they list, they're gone.
Right.
It's more available than it was, and there was a point. You know, probably May of 2022, where it's hard to find anything under 400. Now we're seeing some homes even under 300. Not very many, but you can pick up a house for 350 and under again.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the median is the middle number, so half the sales are under that.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, there was one that listed at 199. It was a fixer-upper, but it went 199. That thing sold in about 13 nanoseconds.
Oh, no, there's always a price.
I got multiple offers.
I got six phone calls on that house asking about financing, and I actually had to call the listing agent and ask. It says that it's a handyman's special or dream or whatever. I said, how bad is it? She goes, yeah, you can't finance it. It's not.
You can still do that,
Yeah.
Really?
So there's a we'll still do what? Call listing agents?
No, I thought you had to improve the home, bring it up to a certain standard before you could sell it.
Well, that's
only if it's financed.
Sell it with financing.
Yeah, okay. If you're cash and you're an investor, whoever is going to close on that 199 house, they're going to go in, they're going to dump $30,000 into it, and they're going to have a $350,000 house. So it was a great buy for whoever got it.
I got
you. And it was a cash offer. Mm-hmm. I did, because when I called the listing agent, she goes, yeah, it's going to go under contract about an hour.
So we're going to land that plane.
No, we're not.
I love that saying.
You can't soar with the Eagles if you're landing.
When Chad ends a comment, he lands the plane, he says. So anyway, Willie, tell us again about the golf tournament.
Okay, so it is April 6th, a Saturday at Lake Havasu City Golf Club. It is open to the public. You know, put your foursome together. Call me, call the golf course.
What's the price per golfer?
So if you're a premier member at the golf course, it's $80,
which
is not bad. And if you're a non-member, it's $100.
Okay.
That includes lunch. They'll have a Mexican buffet afterwards. Like I said, we have hole-in-one contests. We have long drives. We have longest putt. We're going to have a bunch of raffles, 50-50 raffles.
Still looking for sponsors?
Always. And I've got all the information. You can reach me at 928-846-6046 or at Remax by the Lake. You can also contact LHAR. They have flyers there. I think that's about it.
Do you play?
I do.
Chad, do you play?
The golf course with golf clubs. And
Chad buys the drinks. buys the drinks.
Bobby,
you play, though, don't you?
Once upon a time.
Bobby is actually committing to this golf course.
Yeah.
He's putting a foursome together, as is Chad.
Better go get a bucket of balls and start hitting, man.
Yeah, so. I better do that because it's been
We're looking for teams. We're looking for sponsors. We're looking for donations. If you're a restaurant and you want to donate some gift cards, that's a great idea.
Dallas? You know, where's Dallas?
Jersey's American Grill is involved.
Dallas and Danny.
And I am making the rounds. Robbie Day, I'm looking for you.
Calling him out.
Mr. Right Moses over at Chabon's. I'll be talking to you.
Right on.
Over at the Flying X. We've already talked. So, yeah, I'm doing a door-to-door knock over the next month.
I'll see Chewy tonight. So I'll let him know that you're looking for him.
Are you playing there tonight?
Yes, sir.
Black Hat X is playing at the X tonight?
Yeah, you betcha.
Hey,
time to get your X on.
There's a little plug.
All right. We're going to take our last break of the hour. It's the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
Thanks for being here, Chad.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here, Bobby.
Great show, guys.
It's the playlist that drove out Manuel Noriega.
I
love it. Stop it. There's a little Styx Blue Collar Man. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
All night, be just what I am.
All right, welcome back to Speak Out. Just a reminder, Chowderfest coming up Saturday, March 9th, 1 to 5 p.m., brought to you by the Seroptimus of Lake Havasu City. And you can go get tickets, check it out online. There's VIP and regular general admission. And I've actually got one of each here. I'm not giving them away. I'm holding on to them for a future show. Go to southwestchowderfest.com for more information. And I'm going to have Marissa June put the headset on right now. And Marissa's going to be playing at Southwest Chowderfest. That's actually pretty cool.
I am.
You're going to be playing with Chucky Bump, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, there you are. You're
all right, there we go.
Marissa playing rhythm guitar. And she's getting all the grief from Chad right now because she doesn't have a guitar in the studio.
So we can jam.
I know. He wants to jam. He's supposed to be
so
working,
funny.
Right?
Come on, Chad.
Come on, Chad. Anyway, that's going to be a good time on a big outdoor stage.
Yeah, that'll be my first big outdoor gig.
Right.
So I'm pretty excited.
So you can check out Marissa June Saturday, March 9th from 1 to 5 p.m. And her and Chucky Bumps in the band.
Right. I believe we go on at about 3.
You got a stand-up bass player, too.
We do.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Yeah, we're going to have me, Chuck, our stand-up bass player, and then we're going to have a drummer and 3 horns.
Whoa, the horn section, too.
Yeah, the whole big band.
It's the whole Crocodiles. All right, we got to get going. Don't forget, Speak Out 2.0 coming up next. 234-343-1065 is the number. I'm Paul Lavoie, and I'll see you tomorrow with Brian Springberg at Sound Advice on Speak Out.
See you tomorrow, meow.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.